I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee, infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to Homemaker Chic Podcast. If you are watching the video of this podcast on YouTube, then you know exactly who is sitting with us today. And we are so happy to have her back, Miss Christy Richmond. Christy, I'm going to let you reintroduce yourself with all of your credentials because I don't know what they mean. Or what they are.
I saw she was muted. I'm like, quick, unmute yourself.
No. No, I'm so happy to be back with you ladies today. You want me to do that now?
Yes. Just audience, if you're new this week, go back, search Homemaker Chic Christy Richmond, and you can find the episodes where she has been on before, because we're just going to continue our health conversation. This is at the forefront of everybody's mind right now.
Yeah. We're going to like assume you've heard the other ones. So it feels like there's gaps in the conversation. That's right. On you.
That's right.
it's not us.
We've covered a lot.
Yeah, we've covered a lot. So yes, Christy, introduce yourself just in case people are new around here.
Sure. Yeah, this is my fourth appearance with you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm loving it and hearing so much great feedback as well. So So I'm Christy Richmond. I am a registered nurse of almost 14 years now, and definitely have a conventional nursing background until about 2015, when I started journeying into my own symptoms and trying to figure things out. I literally stumbled upon Shay's blog and read the word kefir. And I'm like, what? That is such a weird word. What is that about? And so I started reading into it. And literally that was just like my plunge into natural wellness and trying to figure out, because I was having a lot of gut issues at the time, trying to figure out what in the world was going on with my body. And since then, I have been really blessed to help probably thousands of people at this point with their wellness, and you know, to come up with functional protocols, functional medicine protocols, doing some functional medicine testing and things like that, to try to get to the root cause of their health problems, like I've been able to for mine. So I am a homeschool mom of three. I have a 13-year-old, 12-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and married to my husband, Jim. We've been married 17 years this year, and just absolutely love everything related to natural health and wellness and gardening and reading books. Like, I just want to escape and just read a book sometimes. And I rarely ever get to do that. But that's kind of a little bit of background for me. My clinical background and professional background is mostly in endocrinology, which if you guys aren't familiar with that, fully encompasses the entire body. Lots of hormones, lots of you know, calcium metabolism type things, but lots of hormones. Gut health is a big specialty of mine over the last 10 years. So, the gut health piece is probably my passion. It's been the thing that I've been most healed by pursuing myself. So,
Christy gave such an excellent explanation of functional medicine back in one of the past episodes. So even if you're just here today, you want to go back and refresh yourself about what that means, like the entire principle behind that. We really covered that a few episodes ago. I don't remember which one it was. The first episode. Okay. Yep. So look for the oldest one.
I'm digging around for a pen, because what I'd like to do, just to make it easier for them, I'm going to try to link all three of the previous episodes in this show notes description.
Okay.
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 So that's if you see idea. Me like gawking yes. around, it's because there's no stinking writing utensil on my desk.
And one of the things we love to do here on Homemaker Chic is just, you know, really make our guests totally fly by the seat of their pants.
So I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate that.
Christy's like, what are we going to talk about? I was like, you'll see when you get there.
Yeah.
What I've done is I've come up with a list of the top 10 wellness questions that women are asking currently, because I think maybe it's just my peers. I'm because, you know, we end up being kind of surrounded by our peers, but there's just so much, there's so much chitter chatter, so much conversation about this right now. I mean, do you listen to Diary of a CEO, Christy? Have you ever heard this podcast?
No, I've heard of it, but I don't.
He's had like two poo doctors on, and then he had like a gut specialist on, and then he had like a fiber specialist. I'm like, whoa, this conversation is mainstream now.
Yeah. And I have like a huge lead for you, Shay or Christy. No, I listened to his Diary of a CEO this week, and he had Mr. Beast on. So if anybody listening has any connections to that man, he has Crohn's and is so sick.
Oh no.
He's they have nuked his lower intestine with medication. Oh. And he even said there's got to be a better solution than this, but I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if we're just going to take out part of my lower intestine and get rid of it.
Oh,
like
he, gosh.
For all his success and all his fame, dude is so sick. It broke my heart. I was on the treadmill like, I wish I could tell you about Christy.
Oh, yeah.
I want
Can
you
we
to
all
meet
bombard
Christy.
Him with messages?
So like surely surely this show's audience is, we can do like 6 degrees of Mr. Beast here on this show's audience. Somebody has to have some point of connection with that man. He needs to sit down with you. It broke my heart.
Oh, bless his heart. Yeah. I would be just honored to, but I would have no idea. You know, it's just my son watches some of his stuff.
I had no idea. He's an energizer. Yeah. You wouldn't know it, but he sounds very miserable behind the scenes.
Wow.
It was sad.
Wow.
It was very sad.
It's that whole, like, genuinely at the end of the day, if you don't have your health, you know, even when you're just sick for a few days with the flu, you're like, what is life? What is life?
It makes you so thankful for every horrible day where your kitchen was a mess or anything. Yep. I'm like,
but you just, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you
there's a
so
reason
thankful.
That there's a reason that we are putting so much time and so much energy into wellness. And that's what it is. That's really what we're seeking after. We're seeking after wellness. And that encompasses our body, it encompasses our mind, it encompasses our soul and our spirit. But we're gonna get to all that. Before we do, let's say thank you to whatever season this is. I'm sorry. Whatever season this is.
23.
Sponsor 23. Isn't that your favorite number? Oh, 22 is your favorite number.
22 is my favorite number.
I was one off. I had to sing the Taylor Swift song in my head to get there.
I know. That's
I'm like,
why.
I'm feeling 23.
That's the easy
no,
way.
That's not right. Season 23 sponsor, Dry Farm Wines. So we always say here on the podcast, we are about better, not more. We are not about Wino Wednesday. We are not about rosé all day. We are about, I don't want to say sophistication. Do you think that sounds a little snobby, Angela?
Who cares? What is more tacky than rosé all day or Wino Wednesday? So if,
I don't know.
What's the opposite of tacky? It's sophisticated. Sure, let's be, everybody wants a touch of sophistication. Let's just go with it.
Yeah, and I think, look, we are meant to be well-rounded people. One of the ways that we do that is we sit down at night to a home-cooked meal and we enjoy a glass of Dry Farm Wines. You can visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Use that link. Shop around, do the box of 3 or 6 or 9 or 12 bottles, and enjoy one beautiful glass of wine. These are low sugar wines, low alcohol wines, all organic, biodynamic, no added anything, no added colorants, stabilizers, clarifiers. It's incredible. In fact, 72 ingredients can be added to your wine and they don't have to label them at all on the label. That's gross.
It is gross.
That's weird. It's so weird. So if you ever have a glass of wine and you wake up with a headache the next day, even after just one glass, it's not you. it's the wine. So you should give Dry Farm Wines a try. You can visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Use that link, get an extra bottle in your first order for just a penny and feel the difference. Enjoy the difference. Taste the difference.
Taste the difference.
I had to finish it. Sorry.
All right. Before we dive in, it's going to be good. I can't wait. I know we're going to end up talking about sleep because I'm going to make us talk
Angela's
about
having
sleep.
Issues.
I want to talk about sleep. So I would like to thank Janet and her beautiful team at American Blossom Linens. You can visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. And we're inviting you to use this code. It's very easy, SING20. That's because we're making it sing. Today, we're going to make our health sing. You can make your sleep sing by using the code SING20 for 20% off linens that are made right here in America. The cotton is here. The factories are here. Your happiness is guaranteed. They have a 2-year happiness guarantee. So I want you to check them out at AmericanBlossomLinens.com and use
there
the code SING20.
There we go. Do you want to start with sleep, Angela, or do you want me to start with number one on our list?
I'm trying to pull up the list
maybe
now.
Maybe it'll get to sleep.
Sleep has got to be on there, isn't there? Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go
the
for
number
it.
One question, according to Google, that women are asking is how can I personalize my health and wellness routine? And I actually love this question because we've talked about this before with you, Christy, about how people want it to be a one size fits all. This good, that bad. This food good, that food bad. This system good, this system bad. And it's just not like that for people, is it? Our That's bodies right. are so different.
Extremely different. Yeah, everybody, like even just us three sitting here, what works for you, Shay, may not work for Angela. And, you know, vice versa. Everything is... Mm-hmm. So nuanced to the person. Absolutely. And I find that in, you know, some of the functional testing that I do for people, people can come to me with the same symptoms. But when I do their, either the GI map or whatever we're doing for them, things can be completely opposite end of the spectrum, but their symptoms are exactly the same. So yeah, that's a great question. Personalizing your wellness routine. I think we always have to start with the foundational principles of wellness, which it's kind of this pyramid imagery that you look at. You think about nutrition and digestion being like the very base of that pyramid, the most providing the most stable foundation. And when you start with nutrition and digestion, no matter what you know your symptoms are, or no matter what your chronic illness looks like, or maybe your health goals are. When you start with nutrition and digestion, you start at the right place to be able to fuel your body to heal whatever it is that you are dealing with, or, you know, whatever your goals are. So I always like to start there with people whenever we're personalizing things or wherever, whenever we are, you know, looking at the right protocol for them. It's, you know, when you hear people say gut health is everything, well, digestion and nutrition play right and, you know, right along into that. And I know that's a big thing that you guys focus on with the way that you, you know, grow your animals and harvest your own animals, you know, do the garden and all of that. And that's all so incredibly important. If we don't have that foundation, then we really don't have the power to heal much. So, and that brings up the point that, like you said a minute ago, there's not a one size fits all for any of it either. One person over here can be dealing with severely high histamine and can't tolerate fermented foods, can't tolerate, you know, wine or alcohol of any kind, or can't tolerate anything with some kind of bacterial colony in it. And then you have this person over here who is completely fine and, you know, may actually benefit from those things. So it's really important to work with somebody who can assess where you are, what your body's needs are. You can do that functional testing if it's appropriate to be able to determine where your body's at and what your symptoms are being driven by. And if you don't really have any symptoms, because I've actually had quite a few people message me and say, hey, I don't really have any symptoms, but I just want a baseline check on my, you know, on my gut health or whatever it is. And they don't necessarily have any symptoms, which is wonderful. But you can still look at root cause things that may be cropping up in the near future for them, or, you know, so looking at looking at the right testing, working with the right person, I think is really, really important to do. But also one thing, even before that, I should have probably gone to the second. I think one thing that really helped me in my wellness journey when I was starting to kind of put pieces together and figure out what was going on with me was that I just started listening to my body. I just started listening every time I ate something. I started listening on the days that I didn't get any movement, you know, or exercise, or on the days I didn't get any sunlight, or, you know, whatever it was. I just started listening to my body and really cluing in on how it was that I was feeling. You know, was I feeling inflamed after I ate gluten, or was I like extra emotional after I didn't get much sleep that night? You know, so really learning to just tune into your body is going to help you be able to fine tune your wellness routine and your, you know, really personalize that. But I think it comes from those three places, and those are good places to start with it. Tuning in and listening to your body, working with the right people to get to the root cause of whatever your illness is or whatever your symptoms are. And nutrition and digestion is definitely the place to start with all of that. I know that's kind of a big, broad swath
that's okay.
recommendations, but those are the three key things, with nutrition and digestion being the very foundation of all of it.
Yeah, yesterday I watched a video of robots learning how to put away groceries that they had never put away before. And I thought, how can we not have like poo tests? Like we have, you know, people can test their blood sugar, right? You prick your finger, you test your blood sugar. Like, how can we not have this for gut health yet when there are robots who can do it? Why don't we focus on this first? Because it is such a root cause for people. So many people have some sort of issue that's coming out in various ways, right? Something is going on. And I'm sure we've talked about this, but part of what I want to say to those people, right? Because like some women have been going to Google and just searching this term. They're looking for answers. And part of me just wants to like hug them and be like, look, it's not all your fault. You're kind of in a losing game here. Yeah. Your food is sprayed with bleach and it's grown in depleted soil. And like, it's not your fault. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
And it surprises me that with all the technological advancements, and maybe this is actually a good leading question, is do you recommend people to utilize, like, you know, what are the bands that tell you like how many steps that you've taken? What is that, Angel? What kind of band is that? Is that a whoop?
This is whoop? A whoop? No, like a, this isn't whoop. This is a Fitbit.
Yeah, Fitbit or
that
Apple.
Just tells you your steps.
It tells me flights of stairs, heart rate, steps, calories, miles.
Biometric.
How can you tell you calories?
We
I'm just curious. No,
I don't know.
Helpful.
It does move when I'm working. I mean, it does move. I can. It skyrockets. Like in the summer, I burn like well over 2,000 calories a day. I mean, I can see it adjusting according to like the season or whatever, and it will tell you your Christy. What's the big important heartbeat thing?
Your heart rate. Is that what you mean?
No, HRV. Is it HRV?
The heart rate variability.
Yeah. It will tell you that too.
That's tied to your nervous system. That's tied to your nervous system.
Mine's just terrible.
I know recommend like I should them be for dead. Sleeping.
No, I take it off
them
at
for
night.
Sleeping,
no.
But I'm like, that would make me panic, because then every time I wake up or roll over, I'd be like, oh no, it's gonna mess up my metrics.
No, I wore it for like the first. I've had it for like 2 years now. I really do like it. I wore it for like the first 3 months, and I was just like, what is going on? I was really obsessed with my HRV at the time. And then I realized like, I'm not sleeping good with this thing on my wrist.
Why?
So I don't know. I don't know if it's just technology on my bod. Hello. Like,
well, that's the thing. Yeah.
That's what big, I was just thinking.
Yeah. I don't wear it at night.
Yeah. That's the big risk with these kinds of things, is that, you know, there's the EMF exposure. So some people will like even wear them because of that at all, like, you know, the radiation and things like that.
I mean, that's why I don't have an Apple Watch, because that freaks me out.
Or the AirPods and things like that. Those are all sources of EMF. But I think if you're really looking to, you know, just gain some of those core vital sign you know, biometrics we call them. You're looking really, and this is a way that you can really clue in if you like those metrics, and if you're, you know, like Angela, think you would really benefit from this. I think that's a good way to kind of clue in and think, you know, be aware of what your heart rate's doing, what your how many steps a day you're getting, and things like that. I think it's a really easy, really, really nice way if you guys want to do that. I personally don't do it. I don't. Probably just because I'm a little old fashioned, but, and I really had it. I had a time that I was very, very sensitive to EMF exposure. So, and knowing that those do that a little bit, I don't know to what extent that they do, but they do.
I know they vary between devices.
But so does my cell phone. And right. I've found that very close to me a lot of times. And so, you know, it's one of those things you kind of have to pick your battles with it a little bit. Right. Maybe not use it all the time, but every once in a while, just to check things out. It could be a good thing to help personalize your wellness plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully someday they come up with a poo test. I'm just waiting for that. If anyone's listening, who
an at-home poo test.
Yeah.
Just a real quick one that you can.
Yeah.
Just
like once a week. How are we doing? Oh, Anita, up this a little bit this week. All right. Yeah. Next. Come on. Yeah. How can we crazy. Not do that?
Yeah. Well, there's actually not the macro changes that you would be looking for on a weekly test like that. I actually don't GI map people any less than every 3 months because there's just not this big macro shift any sooner than that. There's all these little bitty micro changes that are happening every single day, but we can't really, we don't really have the technology right now to be able to measure those. So maybe, you know, in a couple decades we can, like you're saying, Shane.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So the second most searched question by women in regards to their health, which again, should we be surprised? What are effective strategies for managing stress and mental health? Again, not your fault, not all your fault, right?
Right. Like,
this is a tricky time.
This
is a tricky time for mental health. And I know you have an answer to this, Christy. And then after your answer, can you please show us? Sometimes you do these things, don't you? You're like, I don't know.
I do lots of things.
You do like these things, these somatic exercises, right? Can you talk about those? Because that's part of it.
It's a big part of it. Yeah. So there's a ton of different ways to reduce stress. There really are. And some of these things are just very foundational practices that we all should be doing every day. But like you said earlier, Shay, we're in a world that kind of sets us up for failure as far as all of this goes, unless we take really intentional action every day to make sure that we're doing these things. These things don't just, you know, these health practices and wellness practices don't just come by osmosis for us. We have to really pursue them every day. So as far as stress management goes, one of the easiest free, like no brainer things that you can do is make sure that you're getting outside in the sun for 30 minutes a day at the very least, very, very least. And the recommendation is for morning sun. We'll talk about this during sleep if you want to, Angela, too. But the morning sun hitting the back of your retina does something incredible for your body. It starts to reset that circadian rhythm. It starts to reset that melatonin, serotonin, dopamine production in a healthy way that just going outside for 30 minutes in the morning can absolutely help in a huge way. So that is very stress reducing, but also will help with sleep. So outside time is an absolute must. And I know, you know, just thinking back about I call it my previous life, not the life I live now at home with my babies and, you know, running my virtual practice. But when I worked under fluorescent lights for 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, and just never got outside except to just walk to my car. And I was the sickest that I ever was during that time because I wasn't prioritizing just very basic things like getting outside and getting the sunshine every day. So it's a super simple thing. Most people will just throw it out with the baby in the bathwater, but it's so simple and so easy. So that's number one. Number two, sleep plays right into that. Definitely. We'll get into sleep here in a minute. But the nervous system is one of the most important things that I have learned personally. One of the most important things in controlling your stress level. we can also, you know, it's directly tied into the health of your vagus nerve. So just a little bit of anatomy, a little bit of background. The vagus nerve is a cranial nerve. Which means it innervates the head, but it's the only cranial nerve that follows your entire central nervous system down the body. And it goes actually all the way to, I'm just going to say it, your anus. Okay. I talk about poop all day with
people. We say that word all the time in our homeschool.
That's right.
Face so, studies and all.
Yeah.
Kids, they love to find an excuse to say that.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. So that cranial nerve is so, so important in overall health. And we are on the very backside here in the US. I feel like we're so far behind the rest of the world when it comes to this kind of stuff and this kind of research. Like
really
Chinese medicine and, you know, Eastern medicine, they've known this for thousands of years. Right. And we're just now coming around to understanding and really recognizing the fact that, hey, the nervous system is one of the most important systems in the body to pay attention to when it comes to stress, when it comes to longevity, when it comes to, you know, all these things that we're all concerned about. So the vagus nerve, the health of your vagus nerve, the health and the tone of your vagus nerve is so incredibly important. And if there is longstanding trauma, if there is chronic stress, which I know after talking with so many of you, this is one of the biggest problems for America. And I think it really just ties into the fast pace that we live. And, you know, if we ever get a moment to sit down and rest, we're reaching for our phones to be distracted. And yet we don't truly know how to rest as a culture. And so these are things, again, like I said earlier, we have to pursue intentionally every single day. So the nervous system is caring for your nervous system is much easier than a lot of people think. It doesn't necessarily have to come with a bunch of supplements or anything. In fact, I think it's some of the best nervous system things that we can do for ourselves come not from a bottle. They come from learning how to do deep breathing. Your vagus nerve you have a big bundle of nerves right here, like at the bottom of your breastplate. It's just a big kind of, it's like this big superhighway. You know, when you see those big like butterfly superhighways all coming together, it's like a big superhighway of nerves right here in your stomach. And this is part of where your vagus nerve runs through. And it's super important to be able to, I think, understand your anatomy first, how you're intelligently designed and how you are created, to then understand how can I use my body to actually begin to heal in the way that it was supposed to. So that bundle of nerves is activated when we eat. It's activated when we breathe really, really deeply. And we do it over and over and over again. So deep breathing for 4 seconds in, holding for 4 seconds, and then deep breathing out for 4 seconds. You do that about 5 times and you will notice your heart rate. There we go. Talking about that heart rate variability, your heart rate will come down. Your stress and your tension will start to melt from your head and your neck. And you will actually start to feel more at ease and more comfortable and more at peace. That's just one very easy thing.
Is this why, like, when people get nervous, they get butterflies in their stomach?
Yes, that is exactly why.
How weird is that?
That's crazy.
Go ahead, Trey. That's just weird to think, like, it's all these nerves firing in your stomach, this little web of nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, and maybe this just is going to just make me look dumb. I'm okay with that for everyone's sake. But it's easy for me, maybe for others, to think of the nervous system as like this invisible thing. Like nerves are invisible, right? I am not squeamish at all. I had the traumatic experience of seeing the nervous system on Instagram yesterday.
Mm.
Gross. It was like the brain, the eyeballs, the stem, all these things coming out. It was like laid out
like
on
it was
a
cut
table.
Out of a body.
It was laid out on a table. Okay, holy crap. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
is.
I know that because I know like the, you know, you can cut a nerve. I know, you know, they can pull back during an amputation. I know they're there, but it's easy to think of them as just like invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to see them, like what you're saying, the bundle of nerves by the stomach, it was just like, oh my goodness, this is an active, right. part of me, I'm doing X, Y, Z for my muscles. I'm doing right. X, Y, Z for my bones. Mm-hmm. It really visually helped me.
Mm-hmm. That's a, yeah, that's great. Yeah. And actually it's mostly made of fat. Our nervous system is mostly made of fat, which is why, like, going back to taking care of your nervous system, digestion and nutrition, we always can go back there. I find a lot of people are not digesting their fat. They have malabsorption of nutrients. And so their nervous system is going to be one of the first things that suffers from that. And it can't recover, you know, it's going to be chronically in fight or flight because it's not getting the nutrients that it needs. So again, just going back to nutrition and digestion, so important, but, one, so the vagus nerve, like I said, and this can be an entire episode for real, but the vagus nerve is, so when you are under chronic stress, when you have chronic gut issues, when you have maybe a trauma history, you know, whatever it is that's impacting your stress level and your nervous system, it causes that vagus nerve to actually be a little lazy, and in some cases very, very lazy. And one of the main things that people will start to see is they'll start to have evidences of like anxiety or depression or pain in the body. All of that's coming from your nervous system, and in severe cases, autoimmune disease and things like that. So one of the best ways to calm your nervous system, which by the way, controls all of your hormones, all of the, you know, female, male hormones, cortisol levels, all of that controls everything. One of the best ways that I have found is that really easy breathing technique that I was just telling you. We call that box breathing. Mm-hmm. There's some other names for it. But another one is through really easy vagus nerve stimulation in your ear. This is my favorite one. And this is the very first one that I ever found out about. And when I started incorporating this during the hardest, you know, health time of my life, it literally almost overnight started shifting things for me. And then I realized, okay, it's not just about gut health. It's about nervous system and gut health. And, you know, there's tons of research that's out there that shows us that, but I was starting to experience that for myself. So do you want me to show you guys how
yes.
to do that?
Okay. Hello. Like, I've got a new note pulled up on my computer. Like tick, 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 tick.
It's so easy. And my kids now know that, oh, when mom's got her finger in her ear, she's trying to relax. She's trying to chill out. So we need to be quiet. Right. So, but it's really easy. You can do it while, you know, while your husband's driving, or even with one hand on the wheel, of course, you can do that while you're driving. Or just, I like to do it while I'm nursing the baby, or anytime I start to feel stressed, anytime I start to feel anxious, or now I don't really have those symptoms anymore because I've been working on it for so long, a couple of years. But now I do it preventatively, and I do it knowing that I'm loving my body and I'm caring for my body by taking care of my nervous system in this way. So you have a couple different places actually on your ear that you can do it. And I guess I'll just show you guys here. You have this top little notch right here. So it's not now, but it's this little, notch right here.
Mm-hmm.
I use my middle finger and I keep that nail short intentionally for this. But you use your middle finger, and if you just kind of rest it, it fits perfectly right up in that little notch.
Yeah.
You can kind of feel on the bone that's right behind it. There's a little divot in the bone. Okay. That's an outlet of your vagus nerve. So you just take your finger and just real, real easy. You apply just light pressure. And you just go around and around and around, and you can even go back and forth.
My nail's too long.
Yeah. Just applying a little bit of pressure in that top part of the ear right there.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you, I didn't feel anything at first. It was I probably had to do it for a couple minutes of probably 10 or 12 times before I really started to feel any kind of shifting. And this is because, and this will be different for everybody, but everyone's nervous system tolerance is a little bit different. Some people have really, really asleep vagus nerves and are really chronically ill, like I was. And some people have, some people's aren't so bad. So you should notice the first thing that you'll notice is probably a settling in that bundle of nerves. So it's a settling feeling in your stomach. And I will tell you that you'll get better results if you can do this while you're like relaxed and, you know, maybe not super stimulated otherwise, but that's a really easy one. You can do it as often as you need to. There's no harmful effects of it. So you can do that as often as you need to for really as long as you need to. And I find that doing one and then doing the other is more effective than doing both at the same time. So you'd really look funny if you walked around like this all the time, right? But the other place is right here, right before your ear canal opens. There's this little place that your finger fits perfectly in there. And you can do the same thing with that one, but I find it's even more effective if I just pull down, kind of pull down and back just a little bit, applying some light pressure and just pulling kind of down and back right there. And you can do that with both fingers. And it's a really good way to, if you're feeling anxious, it's a really good way to stop that in its tracks. So what we're doing, what we're literally doing is shifting our nervous system from living in fight or flight and being overstimulated and being, it's basically just running super, super quick, stimulating all these stress hormones. We're shifting it and we're telling it, hey,
you're safe. You're good.
You're safe. That is exactly what it is. You're safe.
Yeah.
That's all your nervous system wants to know is that it's safe. And over the years, if it's been conditioned to not feel safe, then it doesn't know how to come out of that fight or flight response down into rest and digest, which is where we need to, we can't heal in fight or flight. We have to be in rest and digest to be able to heal.
Yeah. Years ago when I was feeling the effects of that fight or flight, didn't quite know how to come down from it.
Yeah.
You find coping mechanisms when you're desperate enough, right? And so the one I always ended up resorting to was warm water, like showers or baths or something. It basically said to your body, like, you're safe. You're safe. You can calm down. Like, you know, when you get really scared, something startles you, or you're really, really nervous about something, and the blood leaves your hands and your legs and it goes to your vital organs because it's like, ooh, something's bad happening. We need to like protect our core.
Right.
That would happen when I was like out to lunch with a friend, like for no reason. Right. Mm. And so the only way to be like, hey, blood, you can leave now. Please go back to my brain. Please go back to my hands would be to get in warm water to say you're safe. So this is much easier than taking a shower.
It's more sophisticated.
Yeah. And you can be really discreet about it and people don't really know what you're doing. That's one of my favorite ones. Another one that's really, really easy, especially if you're by yourself or just around your kids, you just take your hand and you just tuck it up under your armpit.
Okay.
And then you take your other hand and you just bring it over your shoulder like this and you kind of give yourself a hug. Mm-hmm. And then you do those deep breathing, that box breathing, like I talked about. Yeah. And it's literally like you're, you know, like I'm safe, right?
Yep.
I'm giving myself a hug. I feel covered. I feel protected.
Yeah. So I love that. Well, that really kind of rolls then into the next question, because they're two sides to the same coin. They're completely different sides, but they are the same coin. So the number three question was, how can I optimize my diet for better health? Which I think is interesting because I think of diet as health. This question almost poses it like it's two different things. Like your diet is you're trying to help your general health, right? All the pieces of it, your mental health included.
Yeah, absolutely. The diet, like I said earlier, is the most important thing over everything. And some of the very easy, basic things that you can do. And these are, I feel like these are becoming a lot more mainstream as well. Like people are waking up and realizing, especially, you know, with some of the work that people like RFK are doing and things like that. I feel like more people are kind of like, even my parents, my mom was like, we got rid of all of our seed oils the other day. And I'm like, I've been trying to get you guys to do that for like 10 years. I'm so proud of you.
A man's never a prophet in his own town, Christy.
Right?
I know. Some politician had to say it.
She literally just messaged me and she said, can I make a cake without canola oil? Can I make it with coconut oil instead? And I'm like, yes, you can. You absolutely can. So anyway, one of the big things that is a driver of inflammation, which we have to, I can't just assume everybody knows this, but at the root of all disease is inflammation. So when we think about any kind of pain, any kind of symptom, disease, anything like that, inflammation is at the root. So we want to get to the root cause and mitigate the inflammation. So inflammatory foods that you should avoid, everyone, this goes for everybody. Inflammatory foods you should avoid are, number one, sugar is the most inflammatory food that there is. And that's because it directly feeds any kind of bad bacterial overgrowth or parasitic overgrowth, fungal overgrowth that resides in the gut. And that is what they thrive on. Even viruses, viruses like Epstein-Barr or any virus, it doesn't matter. They all thrive on sugar. So, and what your good bacteria in your gut want are, they want fiber. They don't want sugar. They want fiber from things like apples and carrots and, you know, all the vegetables and some of the fruits that God gave us to be able to be well nourished. So added sugars, I guess I should be more specific and say specifically conventional white bleached junk sugar, right? Now, if you're somebody who has excellent gut health and you know that you don't have any bacterial issues or major inflammation, then, you know, things like coconut sugar or, you know, even raw honey, maple syrup, stuff like that, all of that would be totally fine. Definitely in moderation. You don't want to go crazy on it, but, sugar at the very core of it drives inflammation. Another thing that is very inflammatory, and these are within the last 50 years or so new, right? The seed oils and the things, the ultra processed, highly inflammatory seed oils that we see. So that would be like canola oil, vegetable oil, grape seed oil. Sunflower oil is also very typically very inflammatory. It's high in the omega-6s that are not great. So sugar, seed oils, we want to look at everything, look at all the packages, be very aware of what you're putting in your body because it will directly drive inflammation. It is the most, I would say, potent driver of inflammation in your body when we're talking about the diet, what we're eating. There are other things that are inflammatory for people. For example, if you have high histamine, like I've had in the past, I had to give up tomatoes. I had to give up strawberries, avocados, chocolate. I had to give up those kinds of things simply because they were causing excessive amounts of histamine to be released in
Wow.
your body. And so I had to cut those out until that histamine tolerance came down and I was able to reincorporate those. So you can definitely personalize it based on what you have going on. But as a general rule, the sugar and the seed oils are two of the most inflammatory things that there are.
All right, let's roll into sleep, Angela. This is number five, so I'm skipping number four a little bit as we're talking about gut health playing into overall wellness, because I think we're just kind of touching on that throughout. But improving sleep quality seems to be kind of a big one also with people. And I think that probably plays into that vagus nerve that we've already touched on. It probably comes some from inflammation, right? Your body's just wired and it's running a little bit hot. It probably also ties into that mental well-being and that stress that we already touched on too. But it seems like kind of establishing a consistent sleep schedule and staying asleep is a real problem for people.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. It is, it's entirely tied to all of those things that we've already talked about. You know, you just think about if you have a lot of inflammation running through your body at all times, your cells are inflamed and your cells are not working properly. And so you're not going to be making the necessary amounts of melatonin, serotonin, dopamine, all of those things that control how we sleep and how restful, you know, we can be. So you have, you know, all of that coming from your diet, but then you have the nervous system component, you have the stress component. You have that's why we when we look at that call it's called, I guess for lack of a better term, it's called like the wellness pyramid, right? You have nutrition and digestion first, and then you have sleep and stress management next, and then you have movement and exercise next. And then from there, it kind of keeps like getting, it actually gets more specific as it goes up. But sleep is affected by everything, by all of those other things that are beneath it that we've already talked about. So the sleep is affected by all of that. So I don't generally, you know, I'll encourage people to do like magnesium L-threonate if they really want some kind of a supplement to help them, or, you know, we use like lavender essential oil or Melissa or some of these other well-known herbs that are really, you know, Roman chamomile, things like that, that are really good to help that stress level come down and help relax the nervous system. But really at the core of sleep issues for people is a lack of proper diet, and typically for the most part, lack of proper diet, and then lack of nervous system management and stress management. So when you can take care of those two things, you'll notice your sleep. It's not going to be overnight, but very gradually start to get better and better and better. A solid routine, a solid sleep routine every night, right? A solid sleep routine is really, really important to be able to give your body that. So speaking of your nervous system wants predictability, right? In your schedule, it wants to feel safe. It feels safe when there are boundaries and when there is predictability. So one of the things I'm actually struggling with my 2-year-old right now, she's just doing this sleep regression thing. And I've noticed that lately, you know, we've been sick, we had the flu, and then we were out of town and stuff like that. She has, like, her poor little body has no idea what to expect, right? So she's not sleeping well. So I'm doing this with her. I'm redoing this sleep training with her and trying to help her have a really good, solid bedtime routine. And just as important, I think that something that I've found is a wake up routine, like what you do when you wake up. It should be the same thing every single morning, just very, you know, very simple little things right before you go to bed to give your nervous system that predictability to be able to know, hey, I'm safe going to bed and I'm safe waking up for my day. It's amazing what happens when you start to look at those really simple habit changes. And that's really what it comes down to, just simple little habit changes. I do my nervous system exercises before I go to bed. And then I also do them when I wake up in the morning. So it's like a, you know, ending my day very peacefully, very restfully, starting my day very peacefully and restfully as well. And it's not a perfect system. I don't do it 100% of the time, but I really strive, you know, especially throughout the week when I'm so busy, I really strive to do it that often, 5 days a week. So
I know Angela has thoughts on this. We'll just air her.
You know,
but wait, before you do it. Let's do our ads. Let's say thank you to our sponsors.
For sure.
Because I'm getting so distracted by what Christy's saying that the time is just becoming a vapor. So real fast, let's say thank you to Branch Basics. Look, Christy's talking about hormones and she's talking about making sure that we're not taking in things that are going to affect our hormones so that those can stay balanced and those can stay clean. And genuinely, we think about these things when we bring sponsors onto the podcast. So Branch Basics is a perfect example of how you can keep a clean and tidy home without bringing in chemicals that are going to cause problems to your health. This is a very, very clean line of cleaning products. And it's very simple too. You can visit Branch Basics and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC to get 15% off of their starter kits. But look, we are detoxing our cleaning habits because this doesn't have any hormone disruptors. There's no preservatives. There's no fragrances. If you want it to smell, put in some essential oils because those aren't going to cause any problems. Visit Branch Basics, use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, get started with one of their starter kits, and you can get 15% off using that code.
Yay. I'd like to say thanks to Toops & Co. because this is right in with what we're talking about. If you're brand new to the show or you've missed it, Toops & Co. is a brand that specializes in high quality skincare products made from clean, natural ingredients. You can pronounce everything and it's safe for you. It's safe for your daughters that are, you know, just growing, and it's safe for your children. Founded by a passionate advocate and friend of ours. She's passionate about wellness and self-care, and the company is focused on creating luxurious skincare. So this isn't crummy health food store skincare or crummy health food store makeup. It's designer quality. They are committed to bringing you organic, wildcrafted, and responsibly sourced ingredients. So I want you to try something like their glow serum. I want you to try their dry shampoo. I want you to try their foundation and their makeup primer. You will not be disappointed. You can use the code HMC10 for 10% off all season long. Whenever you're listening, you can enjoy that discount by visiting toopsandco.com. The Homemaker Chic podcast coupon code is HMC10. And find a way to pamper yourself by partnering with them. Bring them in to your bathroom cabinets. You will not be disappointed. My husband uses the shaving products. My daughters use the anti-acne products. I use the makeup. You're going to love it. So tubesandco.com, and the coupon code is HMC10.
My sister actually got me Tubes and Co. makeup for Christmas, and I was so excited.
Oh, nice.
I had a couple other things, but she got me actually this lipstick I have on and my eyeshadow, and I absolutely love it.
Nice.
I will not put anything on my skin that I'm not super confident that it's very clean.
You do too much work. You put too much work in.
That's right. Yeah. And I've had too many issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, Angela, give Christy.
Okay.
Your...
So I want to know what the connection is between a sudden onset of poor sleep and perimenopause, because you hear about it all the time. And my sleep just went from fabulous, no problems. I'm eating cleaner now than even a year ago, like just upping my game, like all over the board. Right. And my sleep is so bad. I have a beautiful evening routine. My body knows it's bedtime. I have a beautiful morning routine. Not drinking wine at night, you know, like all those things that you hear are no bueno for sleep. And I just wake up over and over and over again. I'm tired. I'm in bed. I sleep for 8 hours, but I wake up repeatedly. I don't wake up tired. I wake up rested. So I'm really grateful for that. But darned, like, could I just sleep 4 hours in a row, please?
Right. Right. So it's interrupted sleep. It's not necessarily trouble falling asleep, but it's more interrupted.
No trouble falling asleep. My mind's not racing. And I'm not like waking up in the middle of the night. I mean, sometimes if I have something stressful happen in life, my thoughts go there when I roll over.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waking up repeatedly.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's definitely tied to the hormone shifts that you're experiencing with perimenopause. It's, in my, you know, just kind of thinking off the cuff about it, it would probably be related to when you go into menopause, you lose your youthful estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have actually multiple types of estrogen in the body.
Yes.
When you go into perimenopause, you lose that youthful estrogen that made you, you know, able to have babies for all those years and gave you acne when you were a teenager. You start to that starts to diminish and that starts to wane, and that's a natural body process. Mm-hmm. Right, we want to allow that to happen, and we want to welcome that change, because it's a new beautiful season of life for you. But it does come with some symptoms, and I find that people who have unresolved gut issues going on, whether it's bad bacterial overgrowth, which typically that tends to be the culprit of these estrogen problems for people. These bad bacterial overgrowths will actually create estrogenic toxins in the body that are recirculated from your gut to your bloodstream, back to your gut. And especially if you have any MTHFR variants, gene variants, mm-hmm. which I know you do,
mm-hmm.
You don't detoxify that fake estrogen well at all. Okay. So here your body is trying to decline all of this youthful estrogen and bring on the I guess, you lack of a better term, we call it the older lady estrogen. It's actually called estrone. There's a couple different ones, but estrone is one of them, one of the main ones. Your body's trying to usher in this less youthful estrogen, right? This mm-hmm. more wise, we'll call it more wise estrogen.
Mm-hmm. Sophisticated.
Yeah, sophisticated. Exactly. And it can't effectively do that if it has all of this fake estrogen floating around in the body that, you know, I know you're super careful with your products and things that you use. Mm-hmm. And so those will, you know, the parabens and the phthalates and things like that will contribute to all of that. But mm-hmm. if you're not really using any of those, then it's gotta be a gut issue. It has to be. Leaky gut is another big player in this estrogen issue, as well, because leaky gut and also the bad bacterial overgrowth, whatever it happens to be, or, you know, if it's fungal or parasitic, that's also contributing. But all of these things contribute to histamine levels in the body. Mm-hmm. And from my own histamine journey, I am finding that majority of people's symptoms, as far as feeling, you know, not being able to sleep or feeling, you know, having nervous system dysregulation or all of these things, it's coming from high histamine in the body. And they're not going to necessarily, you know, like I had, I should share this at some point with the viewers, but, or the listeners, but I had this incredibly intense histamine reaction on my skin back in November. From then, since then, I've been on this like new journey, basically trying to figure out like what all this is about, but figuring out that the combination of leaky gut and bad bacterial overgrowth fuels histamine in the body. Histamine and estrogen have a parallel relationship. So whenever one of them is really, really high in the body, the other one is going to also be very high in the body. So your body's trying to get to this like, you know, lower estrogen state, new estrogen coming in. And it sounds like it can't, because histamine could potentially be a problem. It may not be the only problem, but it's a very common problem, especially when there's sleep disturbances and when there's, you know, and it all plays into cortisol, nervous system issues and things like that too. So, it's very possible that that could be something that you're dealing with. I definitely find that once I get people's histamine levels under control, their sleep changes. I mean, it's night and day.
What are, aside from sleep, what are other symptoms of high histamine?
It's amazing. When I learned the symptoms of high histamine in the body, I was like, you're kidding me. So, nausea, stomach pain, high emotional variability. So like the highs and the lows and anxiety, depression, itching, seasonal allergies, sniffles, like postnasal drip, let's see, headaches is a big one for people, hormone imbalances. There's so many, there's like a really big laundry list. So, but those are just the main ones, but, yeah, high estrogen hormone problems are really, when people come to me with hormone issues, I'm like, okay, we got to go to the gut. We got to figure out, you know, what's overgrown, if there's leaky gut, all of these things. You actually, when there's leaky gut involved, you actually lose the ability to regulate how much histamine your body's producing, number one. And then you also lose the ability to make enough of this other it's a histamine counter enzyme called DAO, diamine oxidase. You're not producing that, and then you're overproducing histamine, and it's just this big, it's just this big chaotic environment. So, but there's some really easy, simple things that we can do to get that, to get those, you know, resolved and to get you back to sleeping again, get you back to normal.
You might not be able to answer this question, but I'm just curious. So you've talked about like the input of food, right? As being the most important thing. If you're getting somebody to kind of detox, what are the other things that you just say, you got to cut this out, you got to stop doing this, no more of this habit or that habit? Do you have things like that that you tell your clients, like, nope, cut it out?
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody, you know, kind of looks a little different, but, definitely. I mean, I do have people that come to me who are still smoking, you know, this is not, it's less common in this, I would say, this demographic of people that are listening here, because they're all very well educated on health topics. But I do have some people that come to me who are still smoking, and that's just I feel like that's a no-brainer. Like, you have to get rid of that. That is so incredibly toxic. Right. You know, the toxins in your home, cleaning up those kinds of things. I talk extensively about that with people. But then also, just along those same lines, but in the people realm, you have to sometimes learn how to start distancing yourself from those toxic people in your life too. And that's kind of a touchy subject, because sometimes that can be family, and sometimes that can be people in your home that you can't really help. But all of those, just like those toxins are coming from products, people can stimulate toxic emotions in yourself. And that translates to higher histamine and higher cortisol. And it just becomes, you know, almost like you're using a toxic product, right?
Wow.
So those are definitely a couple of different things. One thing that really, I don't hear a whole lot of people talk about is making room for margin and rest. And I find that so many times, whether they're a homeschool mom or they're, you know, running kids to school every day and, or working a 9-to-5, whatever it is, everyone is just so maxed out, I feel like, you know, and the glorification of a busy calendar is like this badge, you know, people wear this like badge of being super busy. And, that's another, I think it's toxic. That's another toxic thing that, your calendar can be toxic to you and the things that you are committed to. And, if you're not making time and room for margin, you know, for example, I harp on people all the time about making sure that they are chewing their food. This sounds totally unrelated, but it's not. I harp on people all the time about making sure they're chewing their food 20 to 25 times per bite. It needs to be mashed potato consistency in your mouth before you swallow it, right? That's the right way to chew food. And people are like, but I don't have time. I don't have time to eat like that, right? I have this, I have that, I have blah, 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 blah. I don't have time to actually sit down and enjoy my meal, think about what I'm eating, you know, just be mindful that it's nourishing me, chew my food 20 times. People don't have time for that in our culture. Shay, I know you're getting ready to go to Italy. I know they, over there, they like, they relish their meals,
you
right?
You sit. Yes. I've already prepared my children. Like,
slow down.
This is not a dine and dash situation.
Yeah. But that's a cultural norm over there. Unfortunately, right. Over here, it's not. And the busier you are, the more important you are. So
yeah,
don't like
or,
that.
Or the more important you feel, we attach so much, to like value, self-value to
absolutely. Yeah.
How much we can pull.
And you wouldn't
or,
really
you know?
Think, yeah, exactly. And you wouldn't really think that this, like, how does this play into how I, you know, how well I am? It has everything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It does. So that's one of the things, Shay, back to your question. That's one of the things that I definitely like people to really think about and to really work on is my, you know, among the other toxic things in my life, I need to start working out.
Yeah.
Is my schedule toxic to me? And I had to deal with this myself just in the last months. I had to put boundaries around things and boundaries around my schedule that allowed me to be able to be well and to have, you know, vitality and energy to be able to do all the things that the Lord's called me to do. So,
right.
That's
there's even a new trend. I'm just thinking on this detox idea. There's kind of this new trend with dumb phones or deactivating. Have you heard of these brick phone or bricks? They're called bricks.
Mm-hmm.
You put your smartphone against it and it basically like locks it from all these particular things. So you can only use it for a very, very minute amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to physically get up and unlock it with this brick to be able to activate it. We, under this umbrella of, I think, retraining a digital detox of sorts to say, you know
absolutely.
What, this is actually, I'm having some vagus nerve issues and it's caused by, you know, the news cycle coming in 24/7,
mm-hmm.
notifications, the glorification of busy, not allowing myself to rest, not keeping things in balance, maybe the way that they should be.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great first step to say, you know, this actually might be a problem, but you know, you talked at the very beginning about learning to listen to your body. How do you do that when you're distracted all the time?
You can't.
I sit still for 5 minutes and I'm going to see what's going on in the Middle East. Like that's not gonna,
right.
not going to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's such a wonderful thing that, you know, on one side of the coin that we live in this age of information and that we can, if we need to, get all of this information and be very educated and all these things, but it can also be to our detriment as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the boundaries come in. And that's where margin has to be a part of our daily routines, or we will not shift out of that fight or flight.
Right.
We will not get out of that, you know, nervous system overload if we're constantly pursuing more stimulation and more, you know, quick dopamine is what it is. We're looking for that quick satisfaction, that quick dopamine, and we can't heal that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's a lot to still unpack. We didn't even make it through our list of 10, but Christy actually has a job. maybe ish halfway. She actually has a job and she has clients to meet. So we got to let her go. But I guess we'll just continue this conversation in a few weeks so that we can, maybe by then we'll have dealt with Angela. We'll have a glowing report of her new
right?
sleep. But we're Christy, we're going to put your information below the show, but why don't you let people know where they can find you? Because you do such a great job of educating people on these issues.
Thank you. I would love for you guys to email me if you would like. Angela's going to put my email there. I'm on Instagram as well. I'm not an Instagrammer like Shay and Angela just yet, but I am on there every once in a while. So I do check it if you want to message me on there. Grace Life Wellness is where I am on there. And then my website is gracelifewellness.com. That is, my husband's currently giving it a facelift, but it should be up here in the next couple of days. So that should be, there's a contact me, through there as well. So, but email works just fine. I'm happy for people to email me, or Instagram works too.
Perfect.
Cool. Yeah. All right,
thank
ladies.
Thank you, Christy.
Yes. Thanks for
my
coming.
Pleasure.
I hope everyone has a wonderful week of maybe resetting some of these things or just taking assessment. Yeah. I think the more they're on the forefront of our mind, the more we're aware of them, the better it is for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So stick your finger in your ear and have a great week.
I am too.
I can't wait.
All right, ladies. We'll see you next Monday. Cheers.
Cheers.